Westminster, a 7-year-old Scottish deerhound named Tiger Woods won the hound group. His owner is a golf fan. And a Scottish terrier took the terrier group. The non-sporting group was won by a standard poodle. A pulley, a kind of Hungarian sheepdog with dreadlocks, took the herding group. Tonight, the best sporting, toy, and working dogs will be chosen before the judge awards Best in Show. I'm Bob Eller.
FBI agents have raided a Georgia peanut butter plant suspected in a nationwide salmonella outbreak. The Peanut Corporation of America plant in Blakely, Georgia, was sealed off yesterday by federal authorities. The PCA plant is accused of knowingly shipping tainted goods in an outbreak that has led to one of the largest food recalls in U.S. history that now includes more than 1,000 products. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And we're going to be talking about the Israeli election, which is going to be held today, I believe. And of course, some of the people who were involved in the election, unfortunately, it doesn't sound like any of them are really certainly going to be Israeli patriots. They're people who have been run by other groups, unfortunately, that are part of the global agenda dedicated to the New World Order and the New World Religion. But you pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, we've got the results. I just, not 5 minutes ago, I heard Benjamin Netanyahu's so-called victory speech. The election results are far more complicated than you would anticipate. Netanyahu did not win. Israel has 120 seats in the Knesset. The Likud got 27. It was Tzipi Livni's Kadima that got 30. And now what happens next is the president of the country appoints a party to form the next government. The president of the country happens to be Shimon Peres, a founder of Kadima, so he's going to give Kadima the right, the first shot at forming the next Knesset. And nothing has changed. If that's the case and they could put a coalition together, all this was for nothing. But overall, what you would call the patriotic and religious bloc or the right wing won hands down. They've got a total of 64 seats, and they're all Jewish pretty well, whereas the left have a total of 56 seats, and 10 of them are Arab. So the Jews supported the right overwhelmingly, but Israel isn't logical. And now here I'm going to try and explain who won what. Everything, by the way, I said on our last show came vis-a-vis the election was dead on. I should have bet on it. The one thing I didn't anticipate was Kadima winning, and that was a big mistake. But the other parties that are big the Likud 27, we said that Yisrael Beiteinu, now that's Avigdor Lieberman's party, and we're going to have a little talk about him very shortly.
Oh, wait, but the one thing is, you think that the Kadima won the majority simply because it was the Kadima that got the majority?
Nobody got a majority. Oh,
but I mean, who got the most votes?
The plurality.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Kadima got 30 seats.
Okay, do you think that was because of the recent invasion of Gaza? And there are a lot of people who thought, well, they're really going to try to go in and do something. They got to be really patriotic if they attack Gaza. Do you think that that may very well have gotten them a few of the seats?
They had 36 seats in the last Knesset. They dropped six. Couldn't have been very good.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
All right. Now, what you've got, the top-ranking parties, first of all, the only thing I got wrong is I got Likud and Kadima backwards. They're the two top-ranking parties. And Kadima, with three seats, as I said, will probably be given first shot at forming the government. Yisrael Beiteinu, who we will talk about, Avigdor Lieberman, we'll talk about him shortly. I just wrote a long piece. They got 15. Okay, that's your top three. Labor, the Labor Party of Golda Meir and David Ben-Gurion got a crummy 13 seats. That's what the Israelis think of Labor. And their ally, the Jewish ally, even more left than they are, is Meretz. They picked up four seats. So out of the 120 Knesset seats, a whole 17 of them were from the Jewish left. And that's... You're going to have to corrupt a lot of people to push through what we would call the Oslo Accord. You're going to have to corrupt them like crazy. Now, Likud, we know, is thoroughly corrupted, so there's no problem. But it's up to Kadima. Logically, if Netanyahu could swallow his pride and accept, I don't know, Minister of Foreign Affairs or something dopey, Kadima could put a coalition together with them, the Likud, and Yisrael Beiteinu, and have, what, almost 70 seats. That's the logical thing to do. But there's a real problem in that Netanyahu, I saw his speech a few minutes ago, he thinks he won. The fact of the matter is he didn't win. What you've got is a split in the right, and his horrible fear that Lieberman would cut into Likud. Well, it was realized. At least on the left, you had only two parties. On the right, you had three parties. Now, here is the next set in the equation. Now, I know this is hard, and I can't analyze like you would analyze your election. There's a lot of difficult party names, but we spoke in our last show about Shas. And I told you, and I'm going to retell the story, how Shas one day threatened me from the very top in the Knesset, and then a few years later, supposedly they worked with me on the Rabin assassination, but they didn't. In fact, they took my material and used it for blackmail purposes. They've got 10 seats. So Kadima and Shas, and by the way, Shas doesn't like anybody, so it doesn't really matter. But Kadima, Shas, and Labor is already a coalition, provided the Arabs, now this is what Rabin used, the Arab parties who have a grand total of 10 seats agree not to support the government, but agree not to fell the government. In that case, with that agreement, Tzipi Livni could form the next government. On the other hand, it would be so much easier if Netanyahu just went with all these Jewish parties, Yisrael Beiteinu, Ichud Lumi, Beit Lumi, United Torah Judaism, and he'd have the government right then and there, but nobody gives up power easily. The real headline should be is that Kadima won the elections, and that, by the way, is a disaster. I mean, it's Likud is a disaster, but there's a few more checks and balances in the Likud. The party that won the election was Kadima.
Okay, fine. And Kadima was a break-off. Are they theoretically a conservative party?
Well, Ariel Sharon broke away from the Likud after wrecking it and formed Kadima to be in tune with the centrist Israelis, supposedly, and he got a lot of Likud members jumping ship and joining Kadima along with the left. That's Kadima. They won the election. Now, this means that Tzipi Livni she could become Prime Minister of Israel. Now, there's going to be a lot of cabinet making negotiations, and the briberies start. As of this moment, begin the briberies in Israel. There's going to be a space race between Kadima and Likud to out-bribe each other to get the next government. And again, the right won. With the Jews, they won overwhelmingly, but Kadima got the most seats. And that means that Peres is going to let them try and form the government first. It's a nasty situation, but Kadima has got the backing of the Labor Party, who have, they've got control of so many jobs. There is the National Labor Union, which owns more than half of Israel's major factories, is from the Labor Party.
Hold that, Barry. We're out of time. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon, Barry Shamish, has begun to clarify what's going on over in Israel. And, of course, as he said in the past, none of these parties are good. I mean, certainly the ones on the left are not good. The ones on the right, well, many of them, of course, have been infiltrated very effectively. And certainly as Netanyahu is certainly, certainly an apprentice of Henry Kissinger, talking as a conservative, but really intent upon destroying and undermining the sovereignty of Israel. And I suspect it's true with the other people there as well. So you pick the story up, Barry.
Well, you just had an election where the right won overwhelmingly, and you might get a left-wing government. There is going, as I said, to be a lot of bribing. In the next few weeks, Kadima and Netanyahu will both outdo each other in bribing other parties to form a government. And Olmert's going to stay in power a whole long time till this thing gets settled out, you know. Olmert stays prime minister well until the next government is formed. Now, what Netanyahu did, by the way, I want you to know something. The percentage of voters this time was up from last time. It was 65%, which means, like I said, in the Israel of old, the one I moved to 35 years ago, you got 85 to 90% of the population voting. But nonetheless, this was an improvement over last time, and they're making a big fuss about that. And they shouldn't. 65% for Israel is very low. But Netanyahu made a call just before the election and asked all voters who don't like him to vote for small religious parties. Three of them were running. They picked up 11 seats. The reason he wanted them to vote for these parties is that Yisrael Beiteinu, that is run by Avigdor Lieberman. He didn't want those 11 seats, or how many seats are at least plausible, to pick up going to him. Now, this is not, without Avigdor Lieberman, Netanyahu could not form a government. He's stuck with him now. With 15 seats to the Likud's 27, you've got yourself one more party and you've got a government. Without those 15 seats, Netanyahu has to put in one, two, three, five or six parties just to match Yisrael Beiteinu. So he's going to include him in the government. And Lieberman, don't forget, Lieberman propped up Olmert. Without Lieberman coming into Olmert's government, propped it up in the last 2 years and made it feasible and made all the horrific decisions of Kadima feasible because he took his party into Kadima. Now, if Netanyahu thinks that he's got Yisrael Beiteinu automatically, he's wrong. They went into the last Kadima government. Now, am I confusing you with all these names?
Well, no, not at all. But I hope the listeners can understand it. But Kadima is supposedly right, not left, isn't it?
No. They declare themselves centrist, and they are, in fact, by their behavior, they're viewed as left by the right. But they're supposedly centrist. They're not. But again, what you have is a possibility of Kadima outbribing Israel Beitenu and Shas, and they can put together a government. And that's what you're going to start seeing. Now, let's do a little bit about Lieberman. I wish I could do this quickly. It's such a complicated story. But Lieberman lives in the West Bank in an isolated town called Tekoa. And it was always assumed that he was one of them. He's not one of them. He's living there for political reasons. But there is a book out by Martin Indyk, the former Clinton emissary to Israel. And in that book, which I sent out the passages, Martin Indyk sent Yasser Arafat's financier, his name is Muhammad Rashid, to negotiate with Lieberman. And at the end of the process, Lieberman became convinced that Jerusalem could be divided. This is from the pen of Martin Indyk in a horrible book about the so-called peace process. But nonetheless, when you're talking Indyk in October of when you're talking Lieberman in October of 07, it was Lieberman who brought up the division of Jerusalem in the cabinet. Now, as I said, my position is you don't vote. You just don't vote. I don't know about his party, but I do know about Lieberman. He cut a deal with the PLO to divide Jerusalem, and he's been working for that from inside the right. Now, how they got to him, I don't care. He's a greedy little mafia hood, so they got to him. But I'll tell you who supplied the money. Now, it's a little complicated. The person who supplied Lieberman's big political money under the table was Martin Schlaff. He is the Viennese owner of the now-defunct Jericho Casino. The Jericho Casino was a money-laundering mecca. I have figures of $800 million a month was laundered through the Jericho Casino. Now, a lot of people had their fingers in the Martin Schlaff casino pie, including Sharon, including Balin, including Paris. They were all getting cuts from Martin Schlaff. Chaim Ramon was getting a cut. But lo and behold, thanks to the wise press and me noticing it properly, Martin Schlaff's daughter had a bat mitzvah. And the usual gang of Israelis was there, but so was Avigdor Lieberman. He had his finger in the casino pie. You can bet on it. It's the only reason he would show up all the way from Israel for a Schlaff bat mitzvah. What we've got is, how shall we put this? We've got a lot of crooks who thoroughly, thoroughly corrupted Avigdor Lieberman. He is running on a policy of an anti-Arab policy. His true beliefs, or at least the true beliefs he's upholden to, are the division of Jerusalem and a very pro-PLO agenda. That is who the right picked as their second leading candidate.
All right, fine. Well, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the recent elections, and it doesn't look good for Israel. Certainly, they didn't have very many good choices before, but at least it was hoped that they'd get in a conservative government. It's possible that by shenanigans, they're going to be able to end up with a left-wing government that will betray Israel and certainly give up their right to Jerusalem. We'll be right back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell the listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website.
All right. The books are at www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. you'll see a little box, says search, write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to the books. The website is barrychamish.com, and if you want me to lecture, here's my phone number, 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. Now, just so you know, I got a phone call already today that the elections were rigged and that there was friends of this person had tried to vote Likud, and there weren't any Likud voting slips. It doesn't matter. I have the proof that they really rig elections in Israel, and I got it personally. Really, hear me out. This will probably be the last story tonight. But just to understand, we're talking about right now a party called Shas. Shas just got 10 seats. It will go in any direction where the money is, and if Kadima can outbid them, they will go with Kadima. And, of course, by the same token, if Netanyahu can outbribe them, they'll go to Netanyahu. Now, after the 1992 elections, I had a book published. It was called The Fall of Israel. It was published in Britain, in Scotland. And I was invited onto a TV show, big show. Dan Shilon was the Johnny Carson of Israel with way, percentage-wise, way more viewers. And I started to tell about the Shas party and Aryeh Deri. Now, he was the leader of the Shas party. He was thoroughly corrupted by the Labor Party, specifically Shimon Peres. This is a long story, and I've done it before, but I'm not going to do it now. What I did know is was the first chapter of my book. It was called Dairy Products. I got the information from two deputy mayors of Jerusalem, Arnon Yekutieli and Shmuel Meir. They're both dead today. There's stories in that, too, but let's stick with it. What they told me was that they were investigating all the bribery that Deri, as Minister of the Interior, was engaged in before he would give out budget dollars. And they knew well the story, and what they said shocked me. What they said is that Paris and Yossi Beilin, as the finance minister and deputy finance minister in 1990 of Israel, put together such a damning condemnation for corruption of both Aryeh Deri and the Shas party that they were now forced into the left wing's pockets. Now, I'm not being specific about this, and maybe someday when we have more time what that means, but essentially, Peres has been blackmailing Shas to support his agenda, including the Oslo process, ever since 1990.
And, of course, Oslo was basically a betrayal of Israel, is that right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's sure.
For our listeners, go ahead.
No problem with this. But on we go onto this TV show. I started telling the story of Yossi Beilin telling Yekutieli and Meir, remember the vice mayors, the deputy mayors of Jerusalem, how they have Shas in their back pocket. And I started telling the story on the air, and I just kept getting cut off. I mentioned the word Yossi Beilin, and I was cut off automatically. They warned me not to say his name. It was a very, very good piece of finessing I did to come off well on that show. But nonetheless, I get a phone call. I mean, I certainly put Aryeh Deri's case over the air in a way that nobody's ever heard it before. I got enough out that that's what happened. Next day, I get a phone call from a Shas member of the Knesset, and he saw me on this show, and he says, I've got very important information for you. So I met him in the Knesset, and I expected very important information, and what I got was a whole pile of threats. I remember the room was very big, a huge table, and it was just us in there. And he says to me that Aryeh, that's Derry, says Derry is very mad at you. And he says, you got to stop what you're doing against Derry. You don't know what he'll do if you keep on writing the stuff you're writing. I took this for half an hour of threats. I kept trying to get something out of this guy, but the reason for the meeting was I'd better stop exposing Derry and Shas, or I'd be in big, big trouble. Now, I just got in my car and thought about what happened, and I said, well, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm just going to write the truth as it comes out, and to hell with this guy. But once again, that truth we speak about brought Shas back into my life. What happened was that in 1997, yes, April of 1997, I was supposed to give a speech at Hebrew University, and it turned into a riot. The Secret Service organized such a riot against me, front page news in Israel for a week. I mean, that's what made me a local celebrity, was a riot. Now, the next day after this riot, I get a phone call from Yaakov Moore. He says that he used to be in the Shabak, the Secret Services. He recognized some of the rioters, and he said, you must have something really serious. Can I come over and visit you? And I said, sure. And then he explained that he was the economic advisor to the Minister of Welfare, Eli Yishai, and my knowledge could be put to very good use in the Knesset. So he comes over the next day. Now, at that time, I had about 80 documents. By the time I called quits to this investigation, realizing no new information can do a thing, we'd already caught the murderer. We already had the evidence that Amir physically could not have done the shooting. So at that point, I just said 2,500 documents is what I collected. And at that time in 97, I had about 80 of them. I gave Yaakov Moore the 80 documents I had. They were the ballistic tests from the police. They were the hospital reporting the third wound. He reads them for about 20 minutes. He turns his head and sticks his index finger vertically over his mouth, stands up and waves with his left hand, indicating that I should follow him out of the house. When we got to the street, he says to me, those documents are authentic. And I said, I know that. He says, well, why aren't you dead? He says, well, why didn't you get a job in Nepal or somewhere to get rid of you? I said, I don't know. And he says, look, I'm going to tell my minister, the Minister of Welfare, Eli Yishai, what I saw. And you'll be hearing from his secretary. And...
Well, all right, fine. We're just about out of time here.
Really?
We'll be back in just a minute for you to wrap up the story.
But, okay, I will.
So people are going to have to wait on through the break, and we'll be back and do tell the rest of the story as soon as we return here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself.
If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's going to explain to us what happened after that. Because, of course, you pick up the story then.
Well, we only have 3 minutes, so I'll just give the punchline.
No, you have about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, then I'll lead up to the punchline then. The next day, the Shas Minister of Welfare has his secretary call me. She says, we want your documents, and in return, we will provide you with shocking information. And I said, sure, no problem. I would have given them the documents for free. I mean, what the heck? So I go to Elie Shai's office. Now, how and why I got to this information we'll do on another show someday. It's a very interesting story from the point of view of uncovering criminal behavior, personally uncovering it. But in short, the Likud had the documents I had, plus many more. Prior to the 1996 election in February, the Likud leadership had a meeting with the labor leadership, which means Netanyahu, Sharon, versus Peres and Barak. In short, the Likud pulled out all the documents proving that Peres murdered Rabin, and they said to him, if you mention in your campaign the name Yitzhak Rabin even once, we'll hand these out to the media. And if you win the televised debate, we'll hand these out to the public. And if you win the election, under any circumstances, Mr. Peres, we're going to distribute all the facts. I'm not sure they would have said that you murdered Rabin, but that was the implication. I got this information from a cabinet minister, and it was later confirmed during the 1996 elections. The number of destroyed votes was astounding. It was about 10% of the vote. It was 180,000, and they were all for Peres. Now, the exit polls show Peres winning the election by somewhere around 3%, and in fact, Netanyahu won by 39,000 votes, less than 1%. I went to Shemesh in the year 2000. In my audience for my speech was a young man who was a controller for the elections. He said, we took Peres' votes outside and we burnt them. He said, I'll testify to that if I have to. We plucked them out, took them outside, burnt them, and replaced them with spoiled votes. The elections of 1996 were thoroughly rigged.
Well, I don't think it just happens in Israel. I think it happens here. I don't think there's any question that they stole the election in 2004 for George Bush. In fact, there was a young man who was going to testify at a court case about, of course, how he had been recruited to actually fix the Ohio election that year. And he recently was in an airplane, and you'd never guess what happened. The plane crashed. So this is the sort of thing that happens here. There's no question at all. The whole idea of democracy is to give the people the idea that they're going to be able to influence the outcome of the election. But usually they control both political candidates in all the elections, and then they'll get the candidate that they want, the one that will do the best job for them. But even if the other fellow were to win, it really wouldn't matter. Unfortunately, they've made a mockery of the concept of democracy here, because we're not a democracy or a republic. And there's not one person in 1,000 who can tell you the difference between them. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, we only have like a minute left, right?
You've got 2 minutes, right.
Well, I'm just going to add one little thing. The last time I voted for a party that had no chance whatsoever of being elected. Now, every time there's an election, they print the results of your city in the newspapers. Well, I know I voted for them, but when the elections came out and the results came out, it said zero voted for my party. Zero. Just to let you know, my vote was disposed of.
Well, it's a tragic sort of a situation, but we live in an evil world where, of course, justice gets pretty short credit most of the time. Anyway, Barry, thank you so very much for being with us. Parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, this election was exactly the way I thought it would be, except for Kadima beating up Netanyahu.
All right, fine. And so what is this?
Many weeks of bribery.
But then, of course, what's going to happen to Israel as a result of it?
Nothing good.
All right.
There was no change whatsoever. This election has the same old hacks back in power, the same old crooks. people should have stayed home and watched TV. They shouldn't have gone out to vote. But I can't convince enough people, no matter what I do. So I'm just going to enjoy Florida and let Israel stew in its own juices.
Well, I think the important thing is to get people educated. That I know that's what you're doing. You're working very hard at it. You keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
God bless.
Night all.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you've enjoyed the interview with Barry Shamish. It brings us up to date on things going on in Israel that you're never going to hear elsewhere. But this is the time when I need to remind our listening audience that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, we do hope that many of you out there, if you're able to, will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you get our four best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. You can just subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year, or whatever you can do to help us. We'll appreciate it, because we need to keep a voice out there that's going to give a different approach to what's going on. Now, what is our basic theme? Well, it's the fact that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. You can't understand the elections over in Israel unless you understand that all of the leading parties are controlled by evil and wicked people. And many of them have given themselves over knowingly and actively to the prince of this world, who is Lucifer. There is a Luciferian movement. It's alive and well in the United States today. And, of course, if you read my newsletters, you'll see the references to it. If you'd like to get some of their publications, we carry them on a special catalog, admittedly. But if you'd like to get a little pamphlet called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy to understand what's going on today, let me suggest you get some of our items and ask for a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, published by the Lucius Trust. And, of course, it will tell you that they have their people planted in key positions in finance throughout the world. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this whole financial collapse is carefully orchestrated with the hope of bringing in the New World Order. Now, if you'd like to get into more of the background, first of all, of the secret societies, let me suggest the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and the latest one, which is just out, going into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, is entitled The Eye of the Phoenix. And you'll be fascinated. They've done an excellent job with that. Because the three DVDs I mentioned were created by a good friend, Chris Pinto. But we do have an interview, actually a talk that Chris Pinto gave for us, called The Atlantis Connection. That's The Atlantis Connection, the DVD. We have, of course, Constance Cumby's excellent DVD entitled The Emergence, Going into the Coming of the Antichrist, and where she's actually been told by people on the other side they know what they're doing. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Constance called The Aquarian Conspiracy. So we have so much information out there that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You want to know about weather modification, we've got tape sets on it. Chemtrails, HARP. You want to know about the assassination of President Kennedy, we've got DVD. You want to know certainly about concentration camps, we've got a DVD. We've got a video, and we've got what we call the concentration camp special, where you'll actually see members of Congress trying to talk about the plan to round up American citizens and put them into concentration camps. But you're never going to see this through regular channels. They don't want you to know what lies ahead here in America, which was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't seen one of the latest books we're carrying called Target Patton, it goes into the plan to assassinate General Patton, and of course they did it. If you want to know what's happening financially, you need to hear my talk on the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that.